under a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court Monday, a second chance would be coming to any teen that was convicted of murder and sent to spend the rest of their life behind bars. Now, that affects us here in Louisiana because it is a case that went all the way to SCOTUS, as we like to call them. 17-year-old Henry Montgomery, sentenced to life in prison for killing an East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's deputy. Well, Montgomery's now 69 years old. Mr. Moore, how do you feel about this ruling by the Supreme Court?
Well, obviously, we went to D.C. and argued this case for the United States Supreme Court and argued opposite of what the decision came out. So we're disappointed in the decision, but obviously we'll accept it. There will be no request for any rehearing. It is what the law is. It was a 6-3 decision, and they firmly made their decision. We believe that was really contrary to the previous Miller decision, as Justice Scalia said, and we have a lot of work to do now.
Now, let me make sure I've got this right, and we're setting the stage right. What the Supreme Court ruled was that they can get a chance at parole, not that they must be given a parole.
That's correct, but it also said in there that they suggested that we go back to the legislature, and if the state offers the possibility of parole to these juveniles through a judge's hearing or a parole board's hearing, that our law would then be sufficient. We did this in following the Miller decision, and this Montgomery case now has decided that Miller decision is retroactive. Miller applied to all those cases that were current at the time. For example, Michael Loudon, who you guys have carried before, killed many people. There was a sentencing hearing for him, and the judge found that life imprisonment was the only appropriate sentence for Mr. Loudon. But in this Supreme Court decision, the scary part is that it said it will be a rare occasion that a juvenile would not be subject to parole consideration. And basically in Louisiana now, it's after 35 years.
Now, we've got 16 of these offenders locked up from East Baton Rouge Parish alone.
Correct. And there are over 200 in the state. And I want to say that Pennsylvania has 300 or 400 of these types of cases. So ours range from maybe 10 years ago all the way to Montgomery, which is the oldest, 50 years ago. So if we were really required to have a hearing, try to drag this up again with victims and re-victimizing them again, finding police officers, finding reports, you know, good luck to us on that.
Now, in the case of Henry Montgomery, he will get a shot at a parole hearing now.
Absolutely.
Could he be back out on the streets? I mean, I realize it was 50 years ago he committed this crime, but by all accounts, is he a changed man?
You know, from what I read in newspapers, it appears that he has a clean prison record. So in looking at what the Supreme Court says is that they believe that they should be able to show that they had lack of foresight, self-discipline, and judgment, and the potential for rehabilitation. And one thing that they said that we should look at, a parole board should look at, is their prison record.
Follow-up question on that. Will someone from the DA's office go to the parole hearing and testify that he shouldn't get parole?
Or, you know, do you have any objection? This time it's brand new. It came out Monday. I've missed one victim's family that have called. Surely we're going to want to represent the victim's families, find out what their position is. Now we're going to have to find out what his prison record is so that we can take a proper stand on that. So
too early to say exactly.
Too early to say exactly, but some of these folks may actually be entitled to an actual hearing in court before a judge as opposed to a parole consideration. But at this point, members of my office have drafted some legislation that we hope to present to the legislature so that every DA and every parish knows how these hearings are going to be held.
At this point, as a practical matter, as you said, if you were to have some sort of a hearing 20, 30, 40, even 50 years past sentencing, that would be a non-starter. Where are you going to find the witnesses that you need?
Yeah, if that really becomes the case, which I hope it doesn't, that means that I've just inherited 16 new murder cases, although the guilt or innocence is not going to be decided, but that sentencing phase is, and you're going to then have expert lawyers for defendants. You have experts that come testify about brain development, a lack of that. You'd have all of the people from DOC at Angola having to come testify about their prison record over 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's going to be very difficult.
Your opinion, sir, does this Supreme Court decision pull teeth out of our ability to punish murderers in the state?
Yes. It follows along some other decisions in the past where the Supreme Court has declared that death is different, although they didn't say it in this opinion. Now they're saying that juveniles are different and they should be given a shot at rehabilitation. I think that you now will see, following this case, which applies to life imprisonment, I think you'll see any mandatory minimum, for example, armed robbery committed by some 16-year-old that we try as an adult, you'll see that they'll also ask for hearings in this nature.